This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zor, and I'm joined by Don Gilpatrick. We're going to be talking about the Ice Harvest and Outdoor Winter Fun that's happening at Remick Country Doctor Museum and Farm this Saturday, 11 till 3. They do have a severe weather date, and if there is severe weather, it'll be on Sunday instead. But you can find all the information or sign up online at RemickMuseum.org. That's RemickMuseum.org. Don, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Tony.
So this is the annual Ice Harvest Festival, 17th year that you've done this?
Yes, it's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it
is. It's really been going great.
And why don't we get into a little bit about what ice harvesting is for those who might not know. It's kind of like before we had modern refrigerators.
Absolutely.
They would cut ice into blocks and then put it into a refrigerator, and that was what kept it cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we do. So you take a very large ice cube, if you want to think of it that way. It gets cut out of a body of water. It's transported into a storage spot, usually called an ice house. It was then stored with sawdust in between, often wood chips, usually sawdust, and then stacked really closely together like a fine grid. And then that's what they would use to refrigerate or even to cool drinks in the summertime, but it would be stored throughout the year.
And this was something that was actually a really big export for New England states and
the
northern parts of America, because down south the weather isn't as severe and that ice isn't going to last as long for them down there.
Right.
So we could, you know, make these huge storage facilities and then just train ship it down.
Yeah. Yeah. And you think of it just like it's called a harvest because it is really a crop. It's from a pond, but it's considered a crop.
And if you've ever seen the movie Frozen, you can kind of see that going
on
at the very beginning of the movie. That's basically what this is.
Yep. If you've seen it, which most people have, yes.
So it's the 17th annual Ice Harvest and Outdoor Winter Fun. It's going to be happening this coming Saturday, 11 till 3. And if there's severe winter weather, then they'll have it on Sunday instead. Same times. So you can find more information at RemickMuseum.org. That's RemickMuseum.org. You can also call 323-7591. Now, on top of the ice harvesting that will be going on, there will be other types of hands-on fun.
Yes. So we'll be doing ice harvesting demonstrations on the farm pond, and people will be able to come right onto the pond surface, conditions permitting, but we're expecting it to be fine that day. They'll be able to see things really up close and personal. They'll also be able to try their hand at cutting an ice block and also transporting an ice block using traditional tools. So that would be a very large bladed saw and then ice tongs as well.
And there's going to be sleigh rides for the kids.
Sleigh rides,
And adults.
Oh, yeah. Anyone that wants to take a sleigh ride, this is a full family, all ages type of event. I would like to say also we'll have working steers on site that day. They're yoked, and then they will be transporting ice to the ice house, so people will be able to see that and sort of get up and close and ask questions about them. But yes, we'll have sleigh rides. We'll have an ice fishing demonstration that will take place on the ice, and also an open fire cooking demonstration with samples. We'll have an ice boat from the New Hampshire Boat Museum that will be with us, and our antique snow roller will be there, which was a piece of equipment that was used before snow plows came along on the scene. It was a way for people to roll down the snow and make the roads passable. And Trapper Dave will be with us again, and he's displaying animal pelts and winter trapping equipment, and then he also has snowshoes and traps that he'll be able to share with people.
And so on top of all these fun activities, people will also be able to check out crafting.
Yep. There'll be a handcraft that's definitely related to this event. We'll have an ice cube scavenger hunt. People are going to hunt down some colored ice cubes, and that will help people make their way across the property. We'll also have an ice harvesting themed obstacle course that will be set up in the summer paddock, so people will be able to be in where the animals usually are and take part in that, and that will be fun. We have indoors as well. The craft will be indoors. Inside we'll also have our winter apothecary. We'll have herbal medicines that people can try, and then we'll also have a black and white historical video on ice harvesting. That's always great to see.
And the farm animals.
Oh my gosh, yes, the farm animals are out. They're out. Some are out, so you can get up and touch and they're really up close for people to see. Others are more in the field, and they might come to you, or you just observe them, and they're all warm and fuzzy this time of year.
Yeah.
Very, very furry, so it's great.
They got their winter coats on.
Yeah.
It's the 17th Annual Ice Harvest and Outdoor Winter Fun at Remick Country Doctor Museum and Farm in Tamworth Village. It's going on this Saturday, 11 till 3. If there is, for whatever reason, severe winter weather, they'll have it on Sunday instead. For more information anytime, go to remickmuseum.org. That's remickmuseum.org. You can also call 603-323-7591. Now, on top of all the festivities which we have discussed, I want to make sure that we mention this has been generously sponsored by the Bank of New Hampshire.
Yes, they're really great to us, and we do appreciate their support.
Now, Remick Country Doctor Museum and Farm, if listeners are not familiar with them, they are a living history museum that often hold events like this throughout the year.
Yes.
And they do have exhibits outside of those events as well.
Yes, we do have a couple that people can see now. One is on historical kitchen gardening, and then we also have our Medicine Through Time, which is a way for people to see how our medicines came along from the back people's backyard into an apothecary and then more commercialized when it became part of like a pharmacy and that type of thing.
Do you know if anybody's going to be doing any type of, folk songs while they're doing the ice harvesting, or is that something that you guys don't
well,
do?
Well, I don't know. I'll have to ask the farm crew who will be demonstrating that. They'll may be interested in hearing that suggestion. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's the 17th Annual Ice Harvest and Outdoor Winter Fun, and it's happening this Saturday, 11 till 3, at Remick Country Doctor Museum and Farm in Tamworth Village. You can find more information anytime by going to remickmuseum.org. That's remickmuseum.org. Don, you look like you have something that you need to say.
I just wanted to mention that we will have two fire pits that people can warm up by, and we'll have at one, you'll be able to roast hot dogs and s'mores. Those are both available for sale in the Sugar House, and we'll also have some Remick made beef chili, macaroni and cheese, and of course hot cocoa that people can purchase inside.
So whether or not it's a cold day, you should come on out, because they'll have things to heat you up if it is a cold day.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much, Don.
Thank you, as always.
It's the Ice Harvest and Outdoor Winter Fun at Remick Country Doctor Museum and Farm this coming Saturday, 11 till 3. Find more information, remickmuseum.org. That's remickmuseum.org. This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, Certified Public Accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.